أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنك لمن المرسلين. تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. As we had explained, that beautiful connections have been explained by the ulama of the last ayat of Sayyakul and the first ayat of Tilka, Tilka Rusul. One of the connections was that just before this, reference was made to jihad and the jihad of Talut against Jalut. And many people have this in their mind that a Nabi, a Rasul, what has he got to do with jihad and with fighting? His work is about ibadat, namaz, etc. So Allah Ta'ala explained that the Rasuls, every Rasul was commanded to make jihad. And without jihad, ibadat won't remain. The evil will overtake everything and no masjids will remain. As Allah explains in another ayat of the Quran, nobody will be able to make any ibadat. So jihad is absolutely necessary. That is one aspect of deen which Allah Ta'ala has referred to over and over in the Quran, the importance of jihad and the command of jihad. However, another aspect of deen which the Quran, hadith, does not speak much about, but which was all the time in existence, is administration. The administration, and particularly of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a great administrator he was, and all the khulafa, administrative work of the state, was also meticulous, 100% correct. But not much reference is made to it. In other words, the importance of jihad and ibadat, that is the main thing. To make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, that is the main thing that has been highlighted and stressed everywhere. Another connection, beautiful connection between the end of Sayyakul and the beginning of Tilka, is that Allah says at the end, وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there is no doubt that you are from amongst the Rasuls. And the proofs were given very clearly. It was open in front of everyone, the clear proofs of the Risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Now if the people did not believe in you, accept you, there were a lot of people who refused to believe. So Allah says you don't have to feel so sad and upset about it, that you are there as the Rasul and you want the goodness of people in this worldly life and in the Akhirah. But they are not accepting you and they are going to their destruction. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, I'm holding you by your waist that you don't fall into the fire of Jahannam. But you fight with me and you loosen yourself from my grip and you will fall in the fire of Jahannam. So that hurt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam very much, that I'm trying so much for their goodness and they're just going to their destruction. So Allah Ta'ala says, Tilka Rusul. Remember that all the Rasuls who came from before, every Rasul faced the same challenge, that he came with clear proofs, but the people did not accept. They did not believe. The vast majority did not believe. So you don't have to feel sad and you don't have to feel upset about that the people are not believing in you, they're not accepting your message. Your work is to do your work. There were those Anbiya that not one person believed in them. But the Nabi was 100% successful. Those who did not believe, they were unsuccessful. The Nabi did his work, what he was supposed to do. Conveyed the message and he conveyed it in the perfect way. So he became 100% successful. Many times we think that if we make effort and people don't respond and they don't accept, so we are unsuccessful. No, it isn't. If we did our new effort correctly, with the correct niyat, in the correct way, we did our effort, we are successful. Those who didn't accept, they are unsuccessful. What a upside down way of thinking, that those who are successful, we regard them as unsuccessful. They did their job. So all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also did. And this is the system of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah gives hidayat to some people and He doesn't give hidayat to other people. That also is explained in the Quran Sharif in many places. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, hidayat is not even in your hands. You cannot give hidayat to whom you want to. Allah gives hidayat to whom He wants to. So Allah gives some people hidayat, others He does not give. And this is such a secret, the reasoning behind it, the understanding of it, till today nobody has understood. Taqdeer, which is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, till today nobody has understood it. It is in the hands of Allah, who He wants to, He makes, He gives them eyes and they can see. That is, spiritually, they see the clear proof of the Nabi, the clear proof of the true deen, and they follow the correct deen. And who He wants to, He makes blind. And those who are blind can't see the proofs of the Nabi. They are blind. And in the spiritual life, there are more blind people than seeing people. That is, more people disbelieve. And the people who believe are smaller in number. In the physical world, there are more seeing people than blind people. In the world, how many people can see? Or the vast majority. They are, compared to them, it's a small, minute percentage who cannot see. That is in the physical world. But in the spiritual world, more people are blind. They don't see the proofs of the Anbiya. They don't see the clear proof of the truthfulness of Islam, and they don't follow. And those who are in Islam, who are Muslims, many of them also don't practice on Islam. There are few. Most of the Muslims also don't make namaz. There are few who make. And those few who make also, there are few who are really namazis. And the correct namaz, how it should be performed, are very, very few. There is one thing only, that whoever has got hidayat, is a Muslim, and is practicing on deen at whichever level, there is nothing he can do but shukr to Allah Ta'ala. It isn't his choice that he became a Muslim. Allah made him a Muslim. It isn't his choice that he is performing his namazas, at whichever level it might be, it's all by the tawfiq of Allah. And those who are not, it is the duty of the others to make effort upon them, to make dua for them. Not just to condemn them, not just to send them off to Jahannam, but to make dua for them and to make effort on them. That is our duty. So we see in this way, this beautiful connection between وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ and تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ, all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. May Allah give us tawfiq to make shukr to Allah for whatever ibadat we do, that we are Muslims, that we are making our ibadat at whatever level it might be, to make shukr and to try and improve ourselves all the time and go to a higher level all the time. And for those who haven't got hidayat, to make effort on them and to make dua for them. Dua changes taqdeer also. A person who is a condemned jahannami, by dua he changed and he become a jannati. A person who's far from deen, by dua he will change and come close into deen. So dua, and unfortunately, dua Allah has given to every person, but very few of us use it. And we make dua. We, most of us, just customary dua we make, like after namaz. But when have we got a slot of 2 minutes, 5 minutes that we actually sit and make dua? Dua for the our hidayat, our family, the ummah, etc. All the fitnas which are out there, when do we make dua? We talk about it just superficially, very bad, all this fitnas and all that. But actually, dua is the main thing. How many of us make dua serious? That is very important. May Allah give us tawfiq that we make dua. And then after dua, how much effort we can make. That also we should do. Most of us, our effort is null, positive effort. The most we do is condemn the people, and we speak bad about those who are in the wrong. But that is not going to bring them on the right, to make a proper effort to bring them on the right. And our work is not who is falling down to push him further down. Our work is a person who is down to pick him up and make him stand up again. That is our work. May Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah.